fourth paragraph of Bava Kama, fifth Mishnah. Shosh Nagav Zeldon Mace. Vo Mace. Ox that gored a person, and the person died. Mu'a Mishalim Koifer. If the ox already gored three times, he has to pay Koifer. Or he has to pay a certain price to the Koifer. Yeah. In other words, we value how much the person was gored is worth, and he pays it. Tam potem in a koifer, but tam is potem in a koifer because it's gzeis a kosef of if it's a tam, then he doesn't have to pay the koifer. That's an interesting thing. The halacha is if he killed even one time, so we kill the ox and the owner pays only half price because he was a tam. So if that's the case, how can he ever become a mulet if we kill him after the first goring? Yeah. Various ways of it. One easy way is that he managed always to run away from the bezin before they got a chance to kill him. In the meantime, he goring again. Like we said, whether it was a tam or a mulet that killed, since the animal killed the person, he gets the death penalty. V'chein v'ben, v'chein v'bas. That whether he killed an adult or a child, male or female, we kill the ox. What happens if he gored a male or female Eved Kanani? Goy is just a servant that was brought into the Jewish house, and he's considered, he went through a partial geiris as a status of a woman. Then there's exactly kosef that nice and shleishim shkolim. You pay 30 shkolim, bain shu yofa mana bain shu, and yofa ladinu echad. Whether he's worth a mana, which is more than three times as much as shleishim shkolim, whether he's worth a dina, which is much less than shleishim shkolim. The Torah made a knas that is a set fee if he kills an eved. If he kills a human being, then you pay the value of the human being, how much he's worth to be sold as a slave. But if he killed an Eved, then you pay the 30 shekel, no matter how much the Eved is worth.